Yet Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, durst not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, The Lord rebuke thee.
He didn't bring a railing accusation against one of God's former dignities, his covering angel. But he said, The Lord rebuke you. And then, yet you people that are of the devil are not afraid to bring railing accusations and false things about people that are of the Lord. When even the archangel, the covering angel, the archangel of God, one of God's mightiest angels, would not bring a railing accusation against Satan, who was the covering angel of the Lord at one time. And so therefore, he knows that judgment of Satan will be bad enough for him. And he knows that your judgment will be bad enough also for bringing railing accusations and not being afraid to bring railing accusations against those that are laboring in the Word of God. There's something terribly wrong with you. You're filled with Satan. Spirit. You don't have the Spirit of the Lord. I don't recognize the Spirit of the Lord in you at all. There's no resemblance of the Spirit of the Lord in you. You're just smug and puffed up with yourself and self-serving. And you just take care of yourself. That's it. And you're going to pay for it. It says you're not going to take care of yourself in hell. You will not be ministered to there, and you will not minister to yourself there either. Okay, then what?
But these speak evil of those things which they know not. But what they
know... they don't even know anything. They just think that we don't have love because we kick Satan out of the church. And, of course, they run to the secular people that will sympathize with them. And I don't care. Any more than Jimmy cracked corn, and I don't care. Okay, then what?
But what they know naturally as brute beasts.
As animals, you know.
In those things they corrupt themselves.
Okay, now so stop there and then do what I get up to the point where I say it. Write that all down.
I must remind you, and you know it well, that even though the Lord rescued the whole nation of Israel from Egypt, He later destroyed every one of those who did not remain faithful.
Yeah, he destroyed every one of them. You don't remain faithful to the Lord at all. I see people breaking the commandments every day. As though you can break one commandment. That isn't enough for you. You break hundreds of commandments every day. And then you still think you're righteous and that the people of the Lord are unrighteous and are evil and are saying evil things about you. Then what?
And I remind you of the angels who did not stay within the limits of authority God gave them. But
yeah, there's all kinds of people in the church that don't stay within the limits of the authority that God gave them. And then a lot of them God didn't even give any authority to. And they just assume their own authority. And like some of them like want to do interviews and so on with the press. And they're literally out, not in the Spirit of the Lord. And they will take the whole church down by such doing the things. But they're out of the order of the Lord. They're out of the Spirit. And they don't take it to heart. It just doesn't mean anything to them. This is like Sanford White was saying. Oh, here they, one of the men from the newspaper called up and wanted to talk to me. And he says, whew, I'm sure glad that you were here, Tony, because I wouldn't have known... Yeah, I didn't have to do the interview. I said, whatever made you think that you should do the interview just because I'm there? You should have told them, no, you'll give the message to Tony, and Tony will call them, all right? And Tony, even though he's not on the board of directors of the church, but he is the pastor. And where do you get the presumptuous? Because Sanford, you say a lot of offenses, a lot of things that are not right. And I don't want you doing, and the Lord doesn't want you doing interviews. He told me to do the interviews. And why, just because I wouldn't be there, would you think, whew, I'm glad that you were here
In other words, would you have done the interview? You act as though you would have. You should have never said something like that, because now I trust you even less than I did before. You're not to take God's church in your hands and do interviews and be in a put yourself in a position that God hasn't put you there. I don't try to drive trucks, and you shouldn't try to drive this church, because you don't know what you're doing, laddie. Okay? All right, then, go ahead.
And I
go read that again.
And I remind you of the angels who did not stay within the limits of authority God gave them.
See, a lot of you people don't stay within the limits of authority. Like Johnson and Decker, the Lord sent in money to pay the registration bills for $31,000, $32,000, and I told them, pay it. They never told me that they didn't have the exact amount. But going by last year's amount, he put down $32,000 and some odd dollars. $50,000 came in from something that I had told Tommy to do quite a while back, and it came through what I told Tommy to do, okay? And and so it came in, it was bank wired in, and I told him to pay the bill. He never called me back and told me that he didn't pay it. As a matter of fact, he sent in a note here saying it was $32,000 and some dollars. And then when I asked him, "What did you send it in?" he says, "Why, no." Well, I told him, you know, the government could clamp down on that money, and then we wouldn't have any trucks or register, because we wouldn't have the money to register them. And so Johnson and Decker are taking it into their hands now. They're going beyond any limit, because God, I really don't have, he is told to just write checks and pay bills, not to make decisions like that, or to leave me void of, he said, "Well, we don't have the exact bill yet." I said, "Well, so you're not going to get any direction from me then, is that right?" And he's, right, you know. And so I said, "Well, what you need to do is call them on Monday and tell them that you want to pay the bill now." And they said, "Well, they don't have the paperwork together." I said, "Well, then send the money to them now, what there was last year, telling them that if it costs more, let us know immediately and we'll send it. And if it is a little bit less, just reimburse us the money, okay? But I want you to send it on Monday. I told you to send it 2 days ago, and you didn't do it, and you didn't tell me that you didn't do it." So they're going here, a Decker, who all of his kids have gone astray in the church, and they're gone, with the exception of one who committed fornication in the church before she was saved. So his whole, everything he does is out of order, it seems. He cannot take the responsibility that God has given to others, amen? Because they could easily have our funds tied up so that we couldn't pay the bill, and I didn't know that it wasn't paid. And to them, that doesn't mean anything, because they're totally inexperienced in business, and I've never given them this church to run, nor has the Lord. And I keep thinking that one of these days they're going to do something that's going to cause a lot of destruction, because one person that is a sinner, in other words, that if you go past the boundary line of the jurisdiction that the Lord has given you, or the authority that he's given you in the church, you're going to wind up sinning and hurting the church a lot. And this Steve Johnson and Decker, I keep trying to, in love, tell them, don't do that, because I'm the one, I know, you know, I have, the Lord tells me to pay a bill and you didn't do it. And so we're disobeying the Lord, okay? And I'm the one that's going to stand responsible for it before the Lord if I don't do something to you for not doing what the Lord is telling me to tell you to do. You understand? To me, I don't care. I would love it if the Lord gave you the authority to just go ahead and do what you're doing. But what you do is not making good sense, all right? It's totally against any business ethics that I know, to have somebody that's in charge of you, that is your ruler or your authority over you, that you don't do what they tell you. There's terrible retribution for that, in any business, especially if it's any businessman that is running a business, and there's terrible retribution for you in a judgment day, and in this church as well, because you're making it, giving me no alternative but to make a, you know, move. If the Lord tells me to move you out of the way, I'll have to, and I don't want to because I need the help, okay? But I don't need you to help that way, amen? Mm-hmm. Okay, then what?
And I remind you of the angels who did not stay within the limits of authority God gave them, but left the place where they belonged.
Yeah, they would be like the Most High God. They wanted to take over his position. And of course, God's not going to go for that. Amen? Especially a bunch of misfits like that. Why should God let a bunch of misfits usurp authority over him? You think you're dealing with some fag? Some homosexual? Some weak person like you? Okay, then what?
God has kept them chained in prisons of darkness, waiting for the day of judgment.
Yeah, that's what happens to them. Then what?
And don't forget the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah and their neighboring towns, which were filled with sexual immorality and every kind of sexual perversion. Those cities were destroyed by fire and are a warning of the eternal fire that will punish all who are evil.
Yeah, all those that do the same thing, the thing, sexual perversion, for women to be kissing on women and playing with them and everything, and men to do the same thing with themselves. You people are second year thinking heads. If you think you're going to get by with it, you're very naughty, and you'll have to pay for it for eternity. Is it worth it? Oh, I wouldn't think it would be. It's not worth it to me, all right? Of course, I've never desired any of that kind of stuff. I've always liked to have, you know, women. Or woman, you see?
Mm-hmm.
Man doesn't appeal to me. Their souls, I want to win their souls, and that's about it. Same thing with women. The main thing with them is souls. Just like Susie and I always thought the same way. We look at men, women, we just see them as souls that we have to win to the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
Yet these false teachers who claim authority from their dreams live immoral lives.
Yeah, from their pipe dreams, they live immoral lives. And yet they think that you're the head of the church, that the Lord's prophet is a liar, and they're totally perverted. Then what?
They defy authority and scoff at the power of the glorious ones.
Yeah, they scoff at the power of the glorious ones. And who are the glorious ones? Those that rule with the word of God, that have the glory of God in them. Amen?
Amen.
People want to give them credit. They want to just argue with them and tell them what to do and what they're going to do. Come on. I'm not that weak. Okay, not weak at all. Patient, but not weak. But there comes a day when the patience runs out. Amen? Mm-hmm. Then what else?
But even Michael, one of the mightiest of angels, did not dare accuse Satan of blasphemy, but simply said, quote, "The Lord rebuke you." This took place when Michael was arguing with Satan about Moses' body. But these people mock and curse the things they do not understand. Like animals, they do whatever their carnal instincts tell them, and they bring about their own destruction.
Yeah, they just live by their own instinct. If they feel like they want to be with a woman, a woman will be with a woman. If a man wants to be with a man, they just don't do it because they just led by their own carnal instincts. Well, because she's pretty or because he's handsome. They're not going to look pretty or handsome to you in hell. And either way, you're a hag. An old hag. With a huge wart on your nose and plenty of hair growing out of it. Then what?
How terrible it will be for them, for they follow the evil example of Cain who killed his brother. Like Balaam, they will do anything for money.
Even pray against the Lord or come against the Lord's people. Then what?
And like Korah, they will perish because of their rebellion. When these people join you in fellowship meals, celebrating the love of the Lord, they are like dangerous reefs that can shipwreck you.
You know what a reef is? Dangerous reefs is where you can't see what's underneath there, and you hit it with a ship like that, and it tears the ship to pieces. Now let's go into the King James, all right?
Woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain, and ran greedily after the error of Balaam for reward, and perished in the gainsaying of Kori. These are spots in your feasts of charity when they feast with you.
Oh, but they feast with you for sure. But they'll eat you out of house and home. They're spots of blemishes, wrinkles. They're not in the body of Christ. Yeah, they can't be because they don't fit. They don't fit in. Really? Spots and blemishes are not what the Lord wants in his body. Or, you know, they have to be white and clean and pure. Not lesbians and homosexuals or non-passionate people for being merciful to others or place others before themselves. That thought never enters their mind or in their heart. They don't have the Spirit. There's nothing in their heart of the Lord. Then what?
Feeding themselves without fear. Clouds they are without water, carried about of winds. Trees whose fruit withereth, without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots.
Okay, now read from the point we last left off of my writings, and a lot of the things I've learned are from that I pulled from other, from the Lord especially, and from the original writings. Okay. I'm not going to say Greek because I've found a lot of the Greek Bibles that are not true, okay? And even some parts of the King James are not translated properly. Let's put it that way. I'll be kind. All right, then what?
They are shameless in the way. They care only about themselves.
Now read the line before that.
Okay. The love of the Lord. When these people join you in fellowship meals, celebrating the love of the Lord, they are like dangerous reefs that can shipwreck you. They are shameless in the way. They care only about themselves.
Right, they're shameless if they eat up all your food and don't do anything for anybody but themselves. They're just concerned about themselves. Selfish people. Not at all concerned about keeping the commandments of the Lord. That doesn't enter their mind. Or never did enter into their heart. And if it did, they're gone. Then what?
They are like clouds blowing over a dry and thirsty land who do not give rain.
Yeah, like clouds is going over a desert real fast to where there's no rain can fall in the desert. Then what?
Promising much but producing nothing.
Yeah, they promise all kinds of things. But they don't ever produce a thing. You can ask him, what have you ever done for the Lord? Well, we do our chores. I mean for the Lord, not yourself. You clean up after yourself. Do you think brushing your teeth is also serving the Lord? If you do brush your teeth. Okay? Or do you think combing your hair is serving the Lord? Or cleaning up after your dishes that you eat. Is that of the Lord? You Schweinhund, pig head. Worse than that, satanic, evil person. Then what?
They are like trees without fruit at harvest time.
Yeah, wouldn't it be have a big orchard and go out there to pick fruit at harvest time and there's nothing on the trees? That's what you're going to have to show the Lord on the day of judgment. Says, where's the fruit? Where's the souls that you were supposed to have won? Did you ever win a soul? Did you ever think about winning one? Why, Lord, that never entered my mind. Well, it wasn't you supposed to enter your mind. The Lord's supposed to be living in you. Amen?
Amen.
That's supposed to be in your heart. Amen?
Amen.
But it's not, is it? Then what?
They are not only dead, but doubly dead, for they have been pulled out by the roots.
You know, they've been pulled out by the roots. You were dead in your sins once, and then you got saved, and then you died again because you believed not the Word of God. You believed the false doctrine of the Baptist cult and all those other cults that believe that once saved, always saved, you can live like the false prophets tell you. That you can, after salvation, you can do whatever you please. And so then you died again, and that's it. You're plucked up by the roots. Anything plucked up by the roots can't grow anymore. And I don't see certain people growing in the Lord. As a matter of fact, they're getting worse. You're withered. There's no fruit on you. There's nothing. You're like a whole orchard at the time of harvest that has no fruit on it. Nothing to gather in. And then what?
They are like wild waves of the sea, churning up the dirty foam of their shameful deeds. They are wandering stars, heading for everlasting gloom and darkness. Now Enoch, who lived 7 generations after Adam, prophesied about these people. He said, "Look, the Lord is coming with thousands of his holy ones. He will bring the people of the world to judgment. He will convince the ungodly of all the evil things."
He will convince or convict. He convicts you. When he convicts you, then he's this time the conviction is going to be so strong that even though you don't have a conscience that's seared over, you're going to be convinced that he's going to convict you so much that you're definitely going to be convinced that you were ungodly, but it'll be too late for you to repent. You have to do what the Lord says on this side of eternity. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
And then what?
He will convince the ungodly of all the evil things they have done in rebellion and of all the insults the godless sinners have spoken against him. These people are grumblers and complainers about doing the right thing for God, doing whatever evil they feel like doing. They are loud-mouthed braggarts, and they flatter others to get favors in return. A call to remain faithful.
Okay, they'll go up to that for me.
Okay.
The Lord is the final call to become faithful. This is in a lot of his books. It's in the book of Revelation. It's in all the major books. You've got to get back to God. Or if you know, if there's no desire to get back to God, just then realize that you're going to hell. And the Lord wants you to know that now, right now. He wants you to be troubled. He'd like you to repent if you could, or strengthen that which, if there's anything that remains. But if you don't, well, then just know you're going to be in the lake of fire. Just resolve that in your heart. Then what?
Raging waves of the sea, foaming out their own shame. Wandering stars to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever.
You know, stars in the book of Revelation are the angels. There's evil stars and good stars. The angels of the Lord are the good stars. And are messengers of the Lord, and the evil ones are the ones that fell away from the Lord in heaven. Then what?
And Enoch also, the 7th from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, "Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of his saints to execute judgment upon all, and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches."
Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of people today are not convinced that they should keep, that they cannot do sexual perversions. They're not convinced of that. Otherwise, you wouldn't see sex exalted and perversion exalted as much as it is today. Would you? So, they're not convinced of that. And there doesn't seem to be any words that can be told to them that will convince them of it. But here in Jude, tells about the Lord coming back to convince all these people, these perverts, that they were wrong, and they're going to have to pay an eternal debt for it. Then what?
and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. These are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lusts, and their mouth speaketh great swelling words, having men's persons in admiration because of advantage. But, beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last time, who shall walk after their own ungodly lusts. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit.
Right, they can be, they're right in the church, you know, you can see them. They don't want to be around the godly or the ones that are bringing the messages. As a matter of fact, they get pretty bored with the messages. All they can think of is sleeping. Eating, sleeping, and going to the bathroom. That's about all. And taking care of themselves. And undermining the church.
But ye, dearly beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And if some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen.
Okay, I'll finish off with what I've written here.
But you, dearly beloved, must remember what the apostles of the Lord Jesus told you, that in the last times there should be scoffers whose purpose in life is to enjoy themselves in every evil way imaginable.
Yeah, just to enjoy themselves. They love to be involved with perversions, just anything that they can enjoy. They don't enjoy anybody that has dominion. They hate those that have the dominion. They hate the Word of God, which is, well, wants to have dominion over them, but doesn't. They hate, they just want to satisfy or enjoy sensual, sexual, or things that are unlawful in the eyes of the Lord. Perversions. And that's why you see that the public is demanding that, and that's why the whole world is filled with that. Then what, and all the other things that it's filled with. Drugs, narcotics, whatever. Then what else?
Now they are here, and they are the ones who are creating divisions among you.
Yeah, these people are right here in this church, and they're causing divisions among us. There's people want to break up services. People want to spout off in front of the church and to the pastor that's telling them the truth, like their big fat mouth. They have to be taken out. Then what?
They live by natural instinct because they do not have God's Spirit living in them.
See, they do not have God. They're living naturally. I mean, they know they want to eat, and so they'll eat anything. They know they want to have perversion, so they'll do anything. It's their natural instinct because there's no Spirit of the Lord in them. It's just they go by instinct, like an animal. Then what?
But you, dearly beloved, must continue to build your lives on the foundation of your holy faith, and continue to pray as you are directed by the Holy Spirit. Live in such a way that God's love can bless you as you wait for the eternal life that our Lord Jesus Christ, in his mercy, is going to give you. Show mercy to those whose faith is wavering.
Yeah, but when you in the church, you see people, you see them wavering, and they just come up and say, I mean, they're just like wavering here, and so what should we do? We just put them on a bus, or what? You want to get rid of them? They don't show any mercy on those people at all, do they?
No.
Or should we take them to a nut house? Read that line again.
Show mercy to those whose faith is wavering. rescue others by snatching them from the flames of hell and the lake of fire.
Right. This message here should rescue some people. Amen?
Amen.
And all the messages, if people would read the Bible, they would get the same thing. Because I'm reading it from the Bible. Amen?
Amen.
And expounding on it from the Bible. This is not a message made up by me. This is from the Bible. Amen?
Amen.
And then what?
There are still others to...
And if there was anything, if there is a scripture here and there in any of the Bibles, any of the versions, I'm here, I teach you the truth of it so that there's no excuse. All right? Because I considered myself not a whit less than those who interpret. All right? And if they misinterpret it, it doesn't go along with the rest of the Bible. I just happen to know that you have to go with the majority of the Bible. Okay? You just have to go by the real meaning of the word. You have to go by the whole Bible, but the whole Bible never contradicts itself. Okay, what else?
There are still others to whom you need to show mercy, but be careful that you are not contaminated by their sins.
Right. If you're trying to show... Now, there's some sinners that need mercy. They need for you to go and tell them what the Word of God says. Going over there and petting them and pampering them is not going to do that. Okay? But if you go and do that, what's going to happen is they're going to say, oh, I understand you have all these carnal needs and wants. And be careful that you don't get caught up into their same sin. Okay? Don't sympathize with their sins. Amen?
Amen.
Tell them what the Word of God says. That's it. All right? What else?
Prayer of praise. And now all glory to God, who is able to keep you from stumbling and who will bring you into his glorious presence, innocent of sin and with great joy. All glory to him who alone is God our Savior through Jesus Christ our Lord. Yes, glory, majesty, power, and authority belong to him, in the beginning, now, and forevermore. Amen.
All right, praise the Lord. This is Tony Alamo. That's been the book of Jude, the letter from Jude to the young Christians. God bless you, and the Lord willing, I'll do the second chapter of the book of Galatians manana. Praise the Lord.